It started, as so many things do, with an egg. In this case, it was a chicken's egg, one of a pack of 12, free range, obviously. I had it in my hand, perhaps in a looser grip than I should have, and I was about to bring it down and crack it into the pan when she spoke. "No, no, that won't do at all, I'm afraid." "I have a small kitchen, an Edinburgh tenement kitchen. There's barely room for my spice collection, let alone another human being. If I'm doing the dishes and scrub too energetically, for instance, I can sometimes hit my elbows off the cutlery drawer." Anyway, she was there somehow in that tiny space, squeezed effortlessly between the fridge and the washing machine. She raised her eyebrows at the mess on the floor. I'd just dropped the egg, of course, and then gave a rather dramatic sigh. "Why don't you clean that up and I'll prepare things properly?" I nodded, becoming a meek and silent version of myself. I didn't even ask her how she had come to be in my kitchen. It didn't seem important, really. All that mattered was that she was there. She negotiated the space around me as I went to work on the floor with bleach spray and some cheap kitchen towel. While I was on my hands and knees, wiping up the mess and hoping it wouldn't leave a clean spot, she bustled around the room. I took in her clothing. Black ballet pumps, cropped black trousers, and a very fitted black top. I would never look as good in the same outfit. I dared to look up a little more. As well as the fabulous clothing, she was wearing a bemused expression. "Givenchy. It's always Givenchy." I nodded and stood. "This is the outfit I wore in Sabrina, of course, when I cooked dinner for Bogart." She watched as I threw the dirty kitchen towel in the bin, then waited for me to wash my hands. "Now, see, two bowls, one for eggs, one for shells. Watch me and try." This was something I learned on Sabrina, hence the outfit. She picked up an egg, held it like it was the most delicate piece of porcelain in the world, then brought it sharply down on the edge of the bowl. In one fluid motion, she had emptied the contents into the first bowl, yolk intact and no shell in sight, and tossed the spent shell into the other. "It's all in the wrist." I'm going to be honest, it took more than a few tries until I'd managed to imitate her wrist action. She was good about it, bless her. Flinched a bit and handed me a spoon a couple of times so I could fish out bits of shell, but otherwise she just nodded encouragement. She stayed quite silent until I was on egg 11. "You know, Bogart didn't think I could act on Sabrina. We didn't get on terribly well. It didn't matter, though. I only had eyes for William at that point. Anyway, history has proven him wrong, I think." I nodded again and felt something in my neck twinge at the repeated action.